Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel? You know, constantly chasing that next dopamine hit, that quick burst of pleasure from your phone, social media, or maybe even just finishing one more level in that game? We've all been there. It's easy to get caught up in the cycle of distraction, but trust me, it can leave you feeling burnt out and unfulfilled. That's why today we're tackling procrastination and distraction head-on. It's time to reclaim your focus, boost your productivity, and finally feel in control of your day. So, how do we break free from this cycle? Let's dive into five key takeaways that can seriously change the game for you. First up, recognize those sneaky dopamine triggers. I mean, what gets you reaching for your phone first thing in the morning? That notification buzz? The endless scroll through social media? Figure out what's hijacking your attention and creating those instant gratification cravings. Awareness is the first step to breaking free, right? Second, remember that saying no is a superpower. It might feel uncomfortable at first, but learning to say no to distractions, those emails you can answer later, that social media post you can check in an hour, gives you more space for what truly matters. Imagine the power of using that time for something meaningful, something that actually moves you closer to your goals. Third, set realistic goals and break them down into smaller, manageable chunks. Trying to tackle a massive project all at once? No wonder you feel overwhelmed. Break it down into bite-sized pieces and celebrate each little win along the way. Remember, consistency beats perfection every single time. Fourth, create a distraction-free zone. Find a quiet space where you can focus without those constant pings and notifications. Maybe that's a dedicated corner in your home office or even just turning off the Wi-Fi for an hour while you work on a specific task. Experiment to find what works best for you. And finally, remember to reward yourself. We're human, so it's okay to enjoy those dopamine hits now and then. Just make sure they're serving your goals, not controlling them. Treat yourself after completing a challenging task, or indulge in something enjoyable after a productive day. Celebrate your wins, big and small. You know that feeling when you finally finish a project you've been putting off? That sense of accomplishment? It's incredible, right? Imagine how much more you could achieve if you were consistently focusing on your goals instead of getting sidetracked by distractions. That's the power we're talking about here, reclaiming control over your time and energy. Let's say Sarah wants to write that novel she's always dreamed of, but she constantly gets pulled away by social media notifications and emails. Instead of letting those distractions win, Sarah sets aside specific writing hours each day. She turns off her phone and closes unnecessary tabs on her computer. During those focused sessions, she writes without interruption. She even rewards herself with a relaxing bath after completing a chapter. By taking control of her distractions, Sarah is able to make consistent progress towards her dream. And you can too. So, what's the key takeaway from today's episode? It's all about awareness, intentionality, and consistency. Recognize those dopamine triggers, set realistic goals, eliminate distractions, celebrate your wins, and most importantly, keep moving forward. Remember, you have the power to declutter your life and create space for what truly matters. Now, go out there and make it happen. I'll be here tomorrow with another episode packed with tips and insights to help you live a more focused, fulfilling life. Until then, stay mindful, stay motivated, and keep that dopamine flowing in the right direction.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.